Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Friday, October 15, Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke addressed a conference. In his speech, Bernanke stated that the risk of deflation and high unemployment means that it appears that there is a need for further quantitative easing by the Federal Reserve, which is a sneaky way to admit that you're advocating the inflation of the money supply without explicitly saying so. Bernanke repeatedly used qualifying words rather than making any outright statements. As an example, at one point he stated, "There would appear, all else being equal, to be a case for further action." Just in that sentence, the phrase "would appear, all else being equal, and to be a case for" are all wiggle words. Already, U.S. President Obama, Treasury Secretary Geithner, Bernanke, and the presidents of the Federal Reserve Banks of Boston, Chicago, and New York have all advocated that the U.S. government soon do something about what they describe as too low a level of inflation. Bernanke's speech Friday was really a mask to keep the public from realizing what will be happening just 2 weeks from now. Bernanke tried to claim that it will be necessary to wait for further economic data before it will be clear what actions the Federal Reserve and the Federal Open Market Committee should take. In my judgment, this is a lie. I think the decision has already been made, and government officials are making excuses in the meantime to pretend that they don't know what they will do until after the November 2 elections. I am convinced that one day after the elections, the Federal Open Market Committee will officially state that U.S. inflation needs to be higher and that it will be the job of the Federal Reserve to accomplish this. This means that the Fed will work to further hurt the value of the U.S. dollar, which is already down 13% since June 8th. The excuse of needing more data before making a decision allows officials the opportunity to pretend now that the post-election actions have not yet been settled. But don't let yourself be duped into thinking that there is any chance for the U.S. government to take any other path than continued quantitative easing. In normal markets, an announcement by a top U.S. official that the value of the U.S. dollar would be forced down in the near future would lead to a surge in demand for alternative safe haven assets such as gold and silver, with their prices spiking upward. Not only was there no surge after Bernanke's speech, precious metals prices actually declined slightly. The U.S. government has a huge incentive to appear competent to help preserve the stature of the U.S. government, the dollar, and the U.S. economy. Rising gold and silver prices would contradict that image. Therefore, it is highly suspicious that the U.S. government and its trading partners perhaps arranged in advance to take down precious metals prices at the time of Bernanke's speech last Friday. To the extent this is true, that means that buyers get to enjoy a temporary price dip. Recent experience is that these dips are short-lived. Further, when prices have rebounded in recent months, they just about always move up to set new record highs. Having said that, however, there is still a possibility that we could see a huge effort to suppress gold and silver prices in the days before the election. Should this happen, look for prices to jump significantly within 48 hours after the elections. Should you be buying gold and silver at today's level or wait for a price dip? I suggest prompt action, as a small difference in today's costs will not matter much should the prices of gold and silver at least double or triple within a few years, as I expect. That's it for this week. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.